Let's sing more. Let's sing more. The more we sing, the more joyful we are. When we call upon the name, we also shall sing. As brother from San Francisco asked me, and where is he now? What's your name? Robert. Robert Wu is the brother from San Francisco. He is from San Francisco. Since January 23rd this year, because I gave the message on calling on the name of the Lord on the 22nd. So he then went to call on the name of the Lord with another two companions. Every day, every morning, around 7:30, they call on the name of the Lord. Three of them, they come to the meeting hall because they can yell and shout and no one would be bothered. In the beginning, within 20 minutes, they couldn't continue anymore. Because without exercise, so they stopped at around 20 minutes time. Then, now, they can call on the name for an hour, doing nothing but calling on the name. I really admire their exercise. How can three people call on the name nonstop on the name of the Lord for 1 hour? So he then asked me, now we are having this as a regular habit, and we all enjoy the benefits of calling on the name of the Lord. All the salvation, the enjoyment, they have experienced everything. Also, they not only that, after 1 hour's calling, they also continue reading the verses. It's their habit right now. Then he asked me, what's next? Now they're already in this practice, in this at certain level of this. And the martial art level, you know, the black belt is top. So now they're at the top. What's the next color? We're at the top now. We're already there. What's next? And I said, this training is specifically for you, people like you. Now we need to be strengthened. To be intensified, to be deepened, to be enriched, and to be full. It's not just get your voice louder, nor was the time lengthened. 1 hour is pretty good, pretty tough. When I entered the Lord's Recovery, and we call on the name daily, shouting, calling, singing, and in our Bible back, we have all kinds of cough drops to help our throats clear, because our throats was never healed because we were shouting every day. I was not even 20 that time. If you ask me to join these three people calling for an hour, I could not stand for 1 hour. It's too hard for me. So I'm not asking you to raise your voice or lengthen your time. It is that the message I gave you today, you need to digest them. I said, calling on the name is a practice. It is a practice, a very practical practice, a matter. Because it's a practice, habit is very important. Having a habit is important. Today, even if you don't ask me to, I would still call on the name. Because it's my habit, just like breathing. It's naturally I would breathe without someone asking me. But even though it's a very important practice, it's a glorious practice, but I said, brothers, do not forget, the focal point is not just the practice. It's not just the practice that's the focal point. There's a goal of this practice. We should have an effect of this practice. And what is the effect? That is, that you have the... Have you touched Christ? Have you enjoyed Christ? Or how much have you enjoyed Christ through this practice? Or are you able to drink the Spirit? How much have you experienced the Spirit? All these are very specific. So I said, do not think this another law, another ordinance, another formality that you must do this for an hour. If that's the case, no one can reach that so-called black belt in spirit, the spiritual black belt. It's hard to attain. So do not create another ordinance or apply this ordinance to yourself or to anyone else. This is not right. Life matter. Something about life is related to laws, principles. And the principle relates to our habits. We need to make it a habit. But this habit, this principle is just a help. It's a means to bring you to certain place, and that is the good land. That's a good land. That's Canaan. That's the all-inclusive Christ, and that's the triune God. If you call for another hour but have not yet touched the Lord, then it doesn't matter how long you call, it's still in vain. So now you need to practice to exercise in more flexibility, not necessarily for an hour. Sometimes you do not have that much time. If you only have 15 minutes or 10 minutes, but if you exercise in depth in those 15 minutes, then you will still touch the Spirit and have this enjoyment. Am I right? So I don't care how long or how much time you need to exercise calling on the name. My point is more on the how you, in union with the Lord, be one with the Lord and enjoy the Lord and really have the experience of the Lord. This is my point. When you call to a point that you are one with the Lord, in that kind of situation, many things will happen. The Lord, the Spirit, will anoint you and ask you to pray. At that time, you can't say, well, I'm still in the process of calling. I need to call it for another 5 minutes. So you may tell the Lord, Lord, let me call for another 5 minutes, then pray. Then you are too legal. So the Lord is living. So if you experience the Lord by being one with Him, and the Lord will do many things within you. He will lead you to... This weekend, I haven't talked about pray reading the Word. my prayer reading cannot be separated from calling on the Lord. Oh Lord, when I call His name and I pray, read His word. So these two are connected. You, even when you are prayer reading, you're still calling. It's not like in as a formality, you just call, Oh Lord Jesus, Oh Lord Jesus. That's not the kind of calling. That's another formality. Of course, you need to have this habit, or when your spirit is low, the muscle of your spirit is weak, then you need to exercise this way. Today, in my age, I still need to exercise. If, without exercising, my muscle will be weakened. So, the older you are, the more exercise you need. The muscle resistance needs to be exercised. Without exercising, and the muscles will. So this kind of exercise you must do. But for how long? Before, I had some studies on this in the 70s and 80s. It was a very popular jogging in America. Everyone is jogging. Everybody thought the longer they jog, the better benefits, the more benefits they get. So some people run for a long time. Now they find out that it's not how long you run. They said you need to do these interval training. You need to do certain exercises for maybe 30 seconds, just 30 seconds, not 30 minutes, but 30 seconds. So what can you do in 30 seconds? Go ahead and try it. But for 30 minutes, you need to go all out, do 30 minutes. If you do 30 minutes, when you do 30 seconds of all-out running, then after you're done 30 seconds, then you'll be very tired. You'll be exhausted. So the researcher says, this kind of study just coincides with my fellowship. It's a matter of the intensity. It's a matter of the depth. It's a matter of the rich. So even 10 minutes calling can, 10 minutes intensified calling can be better than a 30 minutes regular calling. It's all up to you how you do this. So brothers and sisters, I am not requiring you to do it for a specific time length. But the point is, touch the Lord Himself. This is the main point. And then, another you need to exercise alone. I'm not saying that you don't need companions, but another aspect of this exercise is practice exercise on your own. To exercise alone, calling on the name alone, to a point that your calling can be of all different styles and all kinds of calling will derive in praying, pray reading, meditating on the word of the Lord, and praising, singing, worshiping, all inclusive, included, or produced after your calling. That I can say, you are in the fellowship with the triune God, and you are offering a true worship to God. But other than yourself, we also need to pursue the Lord with those out of a pure heart by calling on the name of the Lord. Two brothers together, calling together. For example, among us, some saints need some companionship. Some needs help. Then you can not only you three brothers, you can calling on the Lord. You also should share your experience and your enjoyment with other brothers to help them, to help bring them into this kind of enjoyment, this kind of experience. Then you are popularizing this kind of practice among all the saints. Shall we do that? Don't say that you are already a black belt.
So we come to the last message. Everyone can relax, but don't sleep. The meeting will end in an hour. Then you have a jubilee, you'll be free. Now we come to this main point. Let's read the subject, the title of this message. Calling on the name of the Lord in order to enjoy God's salvation and all His riches. We have these two points, enjoying God's salvation, and secondly, all His riches. Roman numeral 1 says, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Psalm 116 says, I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Jehovah. Here the psalmist says that to call upon the name of the Lord is to take up the cup of salvation. Isaiah says, shows us that calling is a drinking. You need to draw water out of the wells of salvation. Romans 10:12 says, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all and rich to all who call upon Him. This promise is too good. It's too excellent. All who call upon the name of the Lord will be rich to them. All that we need, as long as we call on Him, then the unsearchable riches of Christ will be enjoyed by us. Then you need to go back and go over the 50 points in the handout. Last training session we had, we gave out handouts in different colors. But this handout, What Christ Is to the Believers in His Person, which was on ordinary white paper. We need to go over the 50 points. There is a verse on top of the handout that says, the Lord is rich to all who call upon Him. Every week, you can enjoy 1 point. There are 52 weeks in a year, so within a year you can cover the 50 points. the first week you can enjoy him as the portion of the saints. Then the second point says he is God. Then you can just enjoy him throughout the week as God. Then he is a wisdom to us from God, both righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He is the door, the shepherd. He is the pasture. He is all these items. He is the armor of God that we put on in Ephesians. He is the one living in us, the one being formed in us, the one making his home in our hearts. He is the one strengthening us, empowering us. He is the excellent treasure in our earthen vessels, according to 2 Corinthians. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. He is the apostle, the high priest, the bridegroom, the husband, the friend, physician. Isn't he rich? Don't just remember and recite them. You need to call on the name of the Lord to appropriate the riches. I just add one more point. Whenever we talked about the spiritual exercise, we emphasize the exercise of the spirit. We say, don't be in the mind. We need to use our spirit from the deepest part to call on his name. But I need to tell you, when you advance, the exercise of the Spirit cannot remain as merely the exercise of the Spirit. The mind is important. As we advance, we need the proper exercise of the mind, not the fallen mind, not the wild mind, but a restricted, controlled mind, a renewed mind. This mind will help us in our spiritual enjoyment and experience. If you just simply use your spirit and call on the name of the Lord, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, but your mind is empty, there is help that you receive, but there's no help to your mind. Robert, I'm afraid that your 1 hour of calling may be in that kind of condition. It seems that your spirit is very strong, but you may not have that much experience. Not only your mind, but also your emotion. Emotion is very important in our experience of the Lord. All the different aspects of the riches of the Lord, of Christ, are from the Word. Through the Word and through the use of our renewed mind and through the our exercise of the Spirit, when you add all these together, you will have the depth. Then you have the concentration, the thickness. Is not how high your volume is, how long the time is. Your experience is related to all these points. You don't just call Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. You need to say, Lord Jesus, you are the portion of the saints. Then this is different. This is not an empty exercise. Your mind involves understanding, some realization, This will strengthen the exercise of your spirit so that the exercise of the spirit will be full of content and will be rich. I hope that we can advance in this way. I hope this will be helpful to you. Robert acknowledged that there is such a condition. I say, what you have is not a black belt. I'm not sure what color of the belt it is. There's still a lot of riches. If you just call Lord Jesus, day and night, what is that? This practice has some depth. We need to mine the depths to dig up the riches so that all the riches can be applied to you. Okay. I'll finish this message in half an hour, and after that, we have announcements. How do you feel after speaking so much? Are you okay? Can you go back and exercise personally and corporately? I'll come back next month. I want to look at the situation. I cannot come in July, but I can come in August. Then I will come and see what the situation is. I believe that we can advance and improve for the need of the Lord. Roman numeral 1. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Point A, the Bible shows that the Lord Jesus' salvation is complete and full. Point 1, God's salvation includes salvation from eternal perdition. But God's salvation includes the subjective, experiential, and constant salvation in our daily life for magnifying Christ. In this salvation, we are saved from the failure of not living Christ and from the defeat of not magnifying Christ. I've been here for 50 years. I knew long ago that I would not eternally perish because salvation is eternal. Once a person believes, we need to give them the assurance of salvation. We need to give them a lesson on the assurance of salvation. We know this. But every day as a Christian, I know my personal situation really needs salvation. But that is not the eternal salvation. This is a daily salvation, a moment-by-moment salvation. We need to be saved from that failure, from that defeat, from that temper. We need to be saved from so many different things. The young ones need to be saved from their own things. We older ones have more things to be saved from. Our concept, our opinions, our disposition, our character. They're all big problems. Just now we read this. the ultimate salvation, the real salvation is to save us to the extent that we do not live ourselves but Christ. This is the practical salvation, the ultimate point of our practical salvation. When you lose your temper, you do not magnify Christ. Even when the elders come together, they do not magnify Christ. They debate. They do not live Christ. They do not live Christ. This is the most serious defeat of Christians today, not living Christ. We need a practical salvation. Paul says that you need to work out your own salvation. That is to magnify Christ. And that is by the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We need to experience all the functions of the Spirit so that we can live out Christ. Point three, God's salvation in life saves us dispositionally from our old man, ourselves, and our natural life in the following steps. Something that to be a Christian is to wait to go to heaven. Then it seems like your Christian life is empty. Then to jokingly say, why don't you just die earlier? Then you can go to heaven. Why don't you die earlier so that you can go to heaven faster? Why do you have to suffer on the earth? Isn't what I speak logical? What I speak is logical, right? Today the Lord wants us to live on the earth for a reason. This is for our whole being, our spirit, soul, and body to experience His salvation in life. Being reconciled to God is one time, but every day we need to experience the salvation of the soul. This experience of the complete salvation is something prepared by God in His economy. From regeneration to sanctification, renewing, transformation, confirmation and glorification, this organic salvation is to cause us to be saved from our old man, ourselves, and our natural life, so that we can be conformed to the image of God's firstborn Son. In this process, we need two things. We need the constant salvation and His riches. God's salvation is a salvation to the uttermost. Hebrews 7:25 says we are saved to the uttermost. The Greek word translated uttermost in Hebrews 7:25 has the same root as the Greek word for perfection. Hence, to be saved to the uttermost means to be saved into perfection. The divine Son of God was incarnated, lived on earth, passed through death, was resurrected, and has been fully perfected. In His perfection, there is no groaning, vanity, corruption, bondage, or decay. Today we have all these things. So we have not been fully saved to the uttermost. to be saved to the uttermost, to brought into Christ's perfection. Christ, the perfected one, is able to save us from all the byproducts of death and bring us into his perfection. The consummation of God's complete salvation will be the new Jerusalem. Point B, I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Jehovah. God's rich and full salvation is a cup, a portion given to us, and a way for us to drink this cup and partake of this salvation is to call on the name of the Lord. In this cup of salvation, God himself and all that he is becomes our portion, our eternal blessing. Brothers and sisters, don't change yourself. That will not work. Do not change ourselves. This is the labor of being a good person. The Lord wants us to drink this cup, to call on his name, to enjoy his salvation and his riches. Therefore, you will draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. Call upon his name. Isaiah 12:2 clearly reveals that salvation is God himself. In the New Testament, Yah Jehovah, who is salvation, is Jesus, the incarnated God. The way to receive God as our salvation is to draw water from the springs of salvation, that is to drink him. Point three, by calling on the name of the Lord with rejoicing and praising, we draw water out of the springs of salvation. I can say that regeneration, sanctification, renewing, transformation, confirmation, glorification, this experience of God's organic salvation requires the calling on the name of the Lord. To experience this salvation, if I do not have the practice of calling on the name of the Lord, I do not know how to live. If you try not calling for one week or even one day, try that. I really do not know how to live. The older one gets, you find human life is more vain, more empty. You have a sense of mortality. Every breath, you need to depend on the Lord. This dependence is really your calling. As you call on the Lord, you depend on him. You trust in him.
The same Lord is Lord of all and rich to all who call upon him. Christ himself is our portion. Point one. A, Christ himself is our unsearchably rich portion and inheritance. B, he is love, life, light, righteousness, holiness, power, strength, might, patience, and humility. Sometimes, I know I need to be humble, but I just couldn't humble myself, even though I want to. In my mind, I know I need to be humble. Calling on the name to take this humble one, to take the reality of humble humility. Really, brothers and sisters, rejoice, always rejoice. But you just cannot. The situations, all the different complex situations, is hard for you to rejoice. But in the Bible it says, rejoice always. How can you do that? You have to go to the source of joy to call on the name of the Lord. Next point. I know I need all the virtues. But I just do not have that. We have a song in Chinese, a Chinese hymn, He's Everything. There's no, not in English. I try to translate that one into English. Maybe you can search hymnal.net if that one is in English. He is our air, food, sun. Christ is our everything. Christ everything. Christ's riches are what he has. Whatever he is, he has. He is power and he has power. He is love and he has love. He is life and he has life. Point three, Christ's riches are what he has accomplished, achieved, completed, attained, and obtained. A, he created the universe, accomplished redemption, completed resurrection, and now he is in the heavens. B, he attained to the heavens and to God's eternal goal. C, he obtained God's glory and honor, the headship, the lordship, the kingdom with its throne. By enjoying the unsearchable Christ, riches of Christ, the believers in Christ are built up to be Christ's body, the church, which is Christ's fullness, his expression, and which is also the habitation of God and the kingdom of God. B, after we believe in the Lord, we need to call on him. B, after we believe in the Lord, we need to call on him that we may not only be saved, but also enjoy his riches. The secret to the enjoyment of Christ's riches is to call on his name. Lord Jesus. One, our calling is the key for entering into the riches of Christ. Two, Romans 10 says that we have to confess Lord Jesus with our mouth. We should not merely exercise our heart. We also have to use our mouth. As empty vessels with the mouth, we should open our mouth wide, that we may be filled with the riches of the Lord. Three, by calling on the name of the Lord, we can stir up ourselves to lay hold of him. When we feel that we are down and low, we can lift our stir of ourselves by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus. Isaiah 64:7 says, no one call my name. No one stir up to grab you. You know, it's something subjective. It's not passive. I want to say that be a Christian should not be passive. If you want to lose, fail, then be a passive Christian. An overcoming Christian is active. It doesn't mean we can save ourselves. I do not mean that. It means a matter of cooperation. His spirit has been poured down. We need to cooperate with him. We have the riches, but we still need to call. We need to stir up ourselves, our spirit, to grab the the riches. Are you down? Are you low, sisters? You cannot remain in that position. You cannot just remain in that position being entangled, controlled by your emotion and feeling. We need to stir up ourselves to call on the name of the Lord, to jump out of that lowest pit, jump out of that low point. We can do that. Sisters, you can do that. When you call, you feel the presence of Him. If you don't, and you do not feel the presence, so calling will bring you into the reality of the presence of the Lord. Just calling Him. One calling, two calling, someone feel that one calling is not enough because you are so deep down in the pit. You need to call more. Sometimes you need to call louder. Really, I mean it. Call louder. Don't call like a mouse. It's so low. You need to break through in your, to ascend in an ascending way, to in an overcoming way, calling on His name. When you call, you have the presence. Point five, we must learn to practice calling upon the name of the Lord all the time, spontaneously. Psalm 86, 3. Because I call upon your name all day long, show mercy on me. And 116, 2. Psalm 116, 2. I shall call upon his name all my life. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17. Unceasingly pray. Point six, let's read together. In your home, you need to call, need a calling. In your kitchen, you need a calling. In your office, you need a calling. On the street, you need a calling. When you are weak, you need a calling. Now is the age for us to recover the practice of calling on the name of the Lord. I'm done now. It's time for you to practice this. It's a good practice. It's an enjoyable practice. I hope not only you, but this kind of practice can be helpful to all those who are not here today, so they can enter into the enjoyment. What's the last one? Well, the four, intensification, deepening, rich, enriching, and fulfilling. May the Lord bless us.